Madison residents nearly evenly split their votes yesterday between two progressive candidates with two very similar platforms. But ultimately, it was former Mayor Paul Soglin who captured the necessary votes to lead the city for now a third time.
We felt from the very beginning that if we ran a great campaign, we'd win, and we suspected it would be close. And I guess that's exactly what happened. I don't think we've had a mayoral race since Sue Bauman and Wayne Bigelow ran that it's been this tight.
Soglin was mayor from 1979 to 1986 and again in 1989 to 1997. The two faced each other before at the ballot box back in 2003, but that race went to Cheslevich. During this campaign, both Democratic candidates were visible at the Capitol during the height of the collective bargaining battle, and both had been vocal about their disapproval of many of Governor Scott Walker's plans, including his proposed budget, which would drastically cut funding to municipalities. In his concession speech, Cheslevich acknowledged those difficulties.
Look, our city faces challenges like we've never had before, but I do think that there is great strength in this community. We are up to these challenges.
Soglin will take office on April 19th. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.